Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG, and we're online at kpcg.fm. An important question that people sometimes ask is this: does God hear my prayers when I have sinned? Does God hear my prayers when I have sinned? Now, this is a vital question to ask and to answer, and we have to look and see what the Bible shows us about this answer, because it is a very important question. And sometimes people will be caught up in sin, and they feel bad, and they shy away from prayer, and they shy away from contact with God. But we need to be praying all the time, and if we're struggling, that's especially when we need to be praying. Notice Psalm 86. We'll look at a few passages today. If you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out. We could look at a few of these together and get some of the scriptures that show us what God thinks about our contact with Him and how we need to be drawing close to Him all of the time, and especially if we're struggling. Psalm 86, verse 5, it says, "For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Eternal, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me." And so again, you can see here that we're needing to pray to God and really needing to ask God to hear our prayers, especially when we're having some difficulties. Of course, we need to be praying to God all of the time and to try to avoid problems in the first place. But when there is a problem that arises, whether it's a trial or a test or a sin, we need to really be going to God and getting the help that we need. And that's such an encouraging section of Scripture there. God's ready to forgive. He's has a lot of mercy for those that call upon Him and that are working to change. Notice this quote. This is from our correspondence course. It's the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. It's free at thetrumpet.com. Please sign up for it. And this quote comes from Lesson 14. It says, "God will answer our fervent prayers for deliverance from every adverse circumstance if we determine to quit sinning, transgressing His law." And that's what sin is. It's the transgression of God's law. It says, "And He will grant us forgiveness and His divine power so we may be strengthened against disobeying His laws in the future." We want to really make sure we're moving forward to conquer sin and use God's help and power to do that. Verse 15, it says, "But you, O Eternal, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth." This is describing the way that God is, full of compassion, gracious, long-suffering, plenteous in mercy and truth. Now, again, that doesn't mean that sinning's okay. It's not. We need to stop that, but God is working to help us as we draw close to Him. Verse 16, it says, "O turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Give your strength unto your servant and save the son of your handmaid." We need God's help. We need God's strength. We need God to help us to grow and to change and to overcome. And, you know, if we have gone the wrong way or made the wrong decision and rebelled and sinned, we can be forgiven of that if we repent. Notice this in Daniel 9. Daniel 9 and verse 9. And Daniel was, you know, understanding that his people had sinned, they had rebelled against God, and he's praying to God about this. Daniel 9 and verse 9, it says, "To the Eternal our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against Him." And that's a reality sometimes. People do rebel against God, but if they're willing to change and to repent, then God is there with mercies and forgiveness. And we need that from God. Notice Isaiah 1. This is a really encouraging scripture as well, because sometimes people will say, well, I can see that, you know, God is full of mercy and he forgives, but, you know, I've done something that's so bad that I don't think God could forgive me of that. Sometimes people will have those thoughts. And again, we're not in any way trying to downplay the seriousness of sin. We should not sin. We should repent if we do sin and really conquer it. But if we have an attitude of wanting to change, we're willing to change, God's there to help us. Notice Isaiah 1 and verse 18. It says, come now and let us reason together. So again, we've got to be drawing close to God with our prayer and with our study. We need to see what his word says. Come now and let us reason together, says the Eternal, though your sins be as scarlet. Okay, these are pretty bad sins here. They're as scarlet. He said, they shall be as white as snow. In other words, there's going to be forgiveness. There's going to be change. There's going to be righteousness now. It says, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Verse 19, if you be willing and obedient. Okay, so this is a change of attitude. This is no longer rebelling. This is being willing and obedient. If you're that way, you shall eat the good of the land. Verse 20, but if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. Okay, so there's a reality. If a person just continues on in sin and they're not going to change it, well, God says, well, okay, you're going to have some problems here. We need to be willing and obedient. And even though sins are like scarlet and they're like crimson, they're bad, they're terrible, God will forgive that and help us to move forward and to conquer those sins as long as we're repenting and we are turning to him. And that's very encouraging. In all of this, you can see that God doesn't want people to hide from him or to, you know, run away from him. He wants them to change. He wants them to be willing and obedient. He wants people to come and reason with him and get the help that they need. Again, from lesson 14 of the correspondence course, it says, even the most heinous crimes may be forgiven. You know, and if you take a step back and think about yourself, and I can think about myself, well, we're all guilty of killing Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had to die to pay for the sins of mankind. And the Bible's clear that all have sinned, with the exception of Christ, who lived a perfect life. We're all guilty of that. It says even the most heinous crimes may be forgiven. God will forgive all of our sins if we will sincerely repent from the heart and determine to the depth of our being that we will never practice them again. It's a change. It's a repentance. And then God is right there to forgive. I mean, that's amazing. That's wonderful. We all need that. That's something we can be very hopeful in. Notice Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29, verses 12 through 13. Verse 12 says, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me. Again, going to God, reasoning with God, praying to God, getting close to him. He says, and I will hearken unto you. I'll listen to you. Verse 13, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Let's see, if we really go after God with all of our heart and we search for him and we really are striving to obey him and to change from past ways that are contrary to his law, then he's there to hear us. He's there to listen to us and to help us. You know, we do have to seek God. We have to seek him with our whole heart, as it says. And this isn't a casual, you know, prayer. This is really going after God. And then striving to obey him, of course, and getting the help from him that we need. Notice what Jesus Christ said in Luke 11. This is very encouraging section of scripture here, Luke 11. And look at verses 9 through 13. It says, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Again, go after God. Don't hide from him. go talk to him. Go pray to him. Study his word. Draw close to him. Verse 10, for everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened. You know, you tie this in with what we read there in Jeremiah 29. Seek me and find me and search for me with all your heart. And then Jesus Christ says, look, everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds. We've got to put effort into going after God. We don't want to hide from him. We want to go after him. And even if we have sinned, go after him even more to really get on the right track. And of course, we need to continually go after God to prevent sin in the first place. You know, we put effort into seeking God and his will, really trying to obey him, you know, seek his direction in our daily lives. And if we have sinned, then we repent and seek him and his way of life and just really keep leaning heavily into that relationship. And Jesus Christ is telling us to do that. You know, ask. Go to him. You know, seek him. Knock. Draw close to God on a daily basis. Verse 11, you're talking about, you know, what it's like humanly, and Christ is teaching us in a way that we can understand really pretty practically, I think. It says in verse 11, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? You know, we wouldn't do that, even as humans. You know, if our son came up to us and said, Dad, can I have some bread? We wouldn't give him a stone. If he said, Dad, can I have a fish? We wouldn't give him a serpent. You know, we wouldn't do that. That would be horrifying. We would do what we could to help them, to give them something. Oh, God's much more that way. Verse 13, if you then, being evil, which is humanly what we are without God's direction and guidance and his spirit in us, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And so again, this is talking about those that God's called and is working with, and they've been baptized and they've repented and such. And then God will give them his Holy Spirit. And we have to ask for that. But also, you know, just God's such a good father. He's a good father. You know, even humanly, we're not like that. You know, obviously we're striving to become more like God, but, you know, even as a human being, we try to help our children. And God the Father is perfectly righteous. And so, even much more so, he gives and he wants to help and he wants to encourage. I mean, that's just an incredible insight from Jesus Christ there into the way his Father thinks and the way that he thinks. Why would we want to hide from that? We don't want to hide from that sort of relationship. We want to draw closer to God. Now, again, we do have to look at what the scriptures say, and the Bible is clear that there are some that God will not hear, even though they might pray, but God's not going to hear it. And we see this in John 9. Let's look at this, John 9 and verse 31. It says, now we know that God hears not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and does his will, him he hears. So again, this is where some people get a little bit confused because they say, well, but I am a sinner, and it says God doesn't hear sinners. But we have to take all these scriptures into mind and make sure that we understand the full picture. Here's a quote from Lesson 14, again, of the correspondence course. It says, God will not hear the prayers of those who practice sin as a way of life and refuse to keep his commandments. See, that's a different attitude. Yeah, if somebody's just going on in sin constantly and they're like, I'm not going to change it and this is the way I live and I'm not going to do anything differently, well, God's not going to hear that prayer. Now, if that person turns and they change their attitude, then God would start to hear that prayer. But if they just go on and they don't want to change it, well, then they're on their own and they're going to reap what they sow. The quote continues and says, on the other hand, he does listen to those who are genuinely broken up when they sin. You can look at Psalm 34:18, and who fear to act contrary to his word, Isaiah 66 and verse 2. A truly humble, contrite attitude gets God's attention. And if you beseech him in believing prayer, you can expect to get answers. If you beseech God in believing prayer, you can expect to get answers. You can count on God to intervene on your behalf. God will hear us. When we go to him, we don't want to hide from him. But we have to make sure that our attitude is right, that we're believing, that we are striving to conquer sin, that we are asking for help, that we have this humble and contrite attitude. And we're not sinning as a way of life and just carrying on with that, but that we're wanting to change. That God will hear us and help us. Here's a really encouraging scripture. It's in 1 John 2 and verse 1. 1 John 2 and verse 1. It says, "My little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not." I mean, that's the goal. Don't sin. "And if any man sin," and again, this isn't talking about just living in sin as a way of life. It means, you know, the occasional mistake and the sin. It says, "We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." And notice what Mr. Gerald Fleury wrote in the Last Hour book, and that's free at thetrumpet.com as well. Please get that if you haven't. He writes, "Christ is our advocate, not when we are righteous, but when we sin. If we sin, we have an advocate, or one who pleads another's case before a judge, God the Father, in this case." He writes, "We are all sinners. We are all going to disappoint people, including ourselves and our Father. And even the ministry is compassed with infirmity or weakness." That's in Hebrews 5 and verse 2. He says, "We all fail to be perfect like our Father. This does not mean it is okay to sin. It is simply acknowledging reality." So it's not saying, oh, no big deal, you know, just go sin. And it's not okay. It's a massive problem. But God knows the reality that we do slip from time to time. And he says, "When God's people stumble in sin, we may think only of God distancing himself from us or being ashamed of us. But that's not the way it is. Do we realize that when we draw upon him?" So again, this is drawing close to God. We read that. Christ said that. You know, Jeremiah wrote that. That we have to draw close to him, seek God with our whole heart. "When we draw upon him, Christ becomes our advocate, pleading our case with God the Father. When you sin, and perhaps get depressed over it, Christ is at God's throne being our advocate." And he goes on to talk about how, you know, Jesus Christ came in human form. He understands the pulls of the flesh. He knows that it's not easy being a human. And so he's trying to give God this, God the Father, this, you know, overall viewpoint that he has. And they want to be absolutely just in working with us. And Mr. Fleury writes, "The Father says to Christ, 'I want to hear you tell me about my son.' We want to be as fair and loving and compassionate as we can be." And that's amazing, right? So God's goal, obviously, is that we remove sin, that we become perfect like he is. But, you know, hearkening back to the way Jesus Christ taught us about his Father and our Father, and the way that, you know, he gives good things to us and he wants to help us. Just think about how you would treat your own child if you have one. You know, if they made a mistake, would you want them to run away and hide and never see you again? No, you'd want them to come to you and ask for help and say they're sorry, and you'd be right there to help them and work with them. And that's the way that God is with us. So God definitely does hear our prayers, even when we make a mistake, as long as we go back to him and we repent of it and we change and we move forward to not commit that sin again and to get the help that we need, then God's right there to hear us. The only time he won't hear is if people refuse to repent. And so we need to make sure that we're having the right attitude, and then we can know that God's there to help us and encourage us and help us to grow and become more like him and conquer sin in our lives. It's very encouraging. There's a lot more about this in Lesson 14 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. Also, The Last Hour book, you can get that at thetrumpet.com. That's all the time we have for this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.